Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 5 Eastern, 12 to 2 Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
How to lose 100 pounds in 40 days. It's a real thing. We're going to get to it. How to lose your dignity in a matter of minutes. All the PGA Tour is great at that. Welcome, everybody. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. We're kind of smack dab in the middle of games 2 and 3, if you will, Rich Hornberger of the NBA Finals. Game 3 happening in Miami on Wednesday night. Some NFL news coming out here and there. We'll get to Indy in about 20 minutes or so. But it's the world of golf that has the earth shaking because of the merger between the PGA Tour and LIV Golf that was announced today. In my mind, the PGA Tour just completely selling out. And this is a topic that is far-reaching. But in the end, maybe all the people care is that the best players in the world will be playing together on a more consistent basis.
Yeah, that's cool. I have to admit, if there's one thing that I do like from this merger is the fact that both on the LIV Tour and the DP World Tour, there have been these hard lines that divide that I couldn't really understand why the PGA wouldn't make it a little bit easier for some of these athletes to have a little bit more access to their tour alongside playing in their own tours. But I get it. I mean, you know, there's a little bit of business in sports, isn't there? I mean, that's after all why everybody's involved in this in the first place, is because there's some money to be made. There's gold in them hills. And so that's one positive. But, you know, Dan, right off the bat, as soon as this was announced, I felt overwhelmed thinking about the pit of the stomach of the golfers who stood arms locked with Jay Monahan, the commish of the PGA, against the LIV Golf Tour, against the evildoers who were funding the LIV Tour, right? The Saudis.
Yep.
This was all because, hey, we're principled here on the PGA Tour, right? We're principled. Like we're going to stand with those 9/11 survivors and those brave men and women who ran into the rubble while so many ran away fearing for their lives. We're going to stand for something here on the PGA Tour. It was all lip service. It was all complete baloney. It should be admonished. They should be embarrassed. I mean, because the reality of this was heading toward an inevitable end. And we knew it from the jump. At some point, if there was an insurmountable amount of money, just piles and piles and piles of money that the PGA couldn't possibly turn down, eventually a merger would be struck. It just had to be the right deal, the right amount of money for the PGA to play ball with LIV. And that's what happened. I don't know the details. Nobody knows the details yet. This happened literally overnight. There was a bombshell announcement just hours ago. But like you said, I think it was perfectly stated. I think that the PGA have completely gone back on their word with a lot of the golfers mm-hmm. that they lied to. And frankly, if I'm Jay Monahan, well, I'm sure he's not crying big boo-hoo tears because I'm sure he's going to get a huge pay raise as a result of all this.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I would be completely embarrassed, to be perfectly honest with you, because he completely made a fool of himself over the past 2 years.
This was Jay Monahan earlier with CNBC's David Faber having this exchange over the LIV PGA Tour DP World Tour merger.
A lot of people have been reading about the tension, and that we've talked a lot. And I said previously that we were going down our path, they were going down theirs. And today, that tension goes away. The litigation is dropped. We're announcing to the world that on behalf of this game, we're coming together. And it's less about how people respond today, and it's all about how people respond in 10 years. And when they see the impact that we're having on this game together, there'll be a lot of smiles on people's faces, and there'll be a lot more people playing this game all over the world. And if you're a young player that wants to get to the highest level of the game today, you'll be more inspired than you've ever been before.
What a load of garbage. What a load of baloney BS. They completely sold out, and they did not want their skeletons out of their closet. That is exactly what happened. You know what hasn't been a big deal lately, Rich Ornberger? LIV Golf. Okay, Brooks Koepka won the PGA Championship, and what did that do for LIV Golf? Absolutely nothing. It did not do a thing. The LIV Golf's role last year in 2022 was the role of the villain. Look at what they did. Look, Phil Mickelson has joined forces with the dark side. Hulk Hogan has joined forces with NWO. This is what's going on here. And they're going to take Dustin Johnson and Brooks Koepka, and they're turning their back on the PGA Tour. And now you take Cameron Smith, who just won the Open Championship. They're going to take everybody. Well, guess what? They didn't take everybody. And you know what? In the first, year of the PGA Tour since this, since LIV Golf took over, I think we've had a pretty good PGA Tour. Heck, Scottie Scheffler, John Rahm, and Rory McIlroy have done a pretty good job carrying that mantle and with a lot of great names popping up. I don't think the PGA Tour missed a beat over these last 9-10 months taking the fall schedule. It is all about money, and it's everything you said. And that's number one why this whole dynamic was so unique, because I don't think the PGA Tour cared about the 9/11 victims or the families of those victims. They cared that there was a competitor that was going to take away from their brand. But I think other people have those concerns, have the concerns of doing business with the Saudis. That was never a concern of the PGA Tour. You're exactly right. They never cared about that. They cared about their bottom line. And now you're in litigation. Now you're in court. And now, guess what? Some of those skeletons may come out of the closet. How are they a tax-exempt organization. How does the PGA Tour get by with that sort of status? Well, that may come out in litigation. Part of this release of the PGA Tour and LIV forming was a for-profit golf organization, which is what the PGA Tour never said that they were previously.
Yep.
Because there were things behind the scenes that I'm sure Phil Mickelson knew and other players knew that they didn't want to come out. And I think Phil Mickelson probably had that trump card. That's why he kind of got a little smart in the media. But I also think it's why Rory McIlroy didn't say a lot at the PGA Championship a couple of weeks ago. Because I felt that for what he said, and it wasn't much, was exactly how you said he should be feeling. Backstab, betrayed, and to have the PGA Tour, the tour that you stood up for and fought for, do this, shameful. It's awful. Feel awful for those guys.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's the reality as a former player. If I'm repping any of the teams that I played for in the NFL, or say the NFL altogether, and they're asking me to promote this league and promote this team and to back and support a campaign against some rival league, and I mean, paint the whole thing as these are the villains. And by the way, not only are they villains, but your friends, your longtime friends, competitors who competed alongside of you on our tour who have now defected to go support those villains, well, they're bad people now too, and they're against us. They're against us. So I drink the Kool-Aid and I say, okay, I'm game. I'll support you guys, you know, because I've made a lot of money. I've made a fortune of money playing on this tour. Yeah, I could go defect to LIV or to this competitor, this opponent league, and I could make a boatload of cash. But you know what? You got to stand up for something, right? You know, and this is important to me, and I'll stand up for the PGA Tour, right? I would feel, again, comparing it to my own life, if this happened with the NFL and I was one of the superstars in the league and I could have walked away and joined a competitor league and made hundreds of millions of dollars defecting to this league that I was told not to do, that there were campaigns and there was active strategies to demean the players who left our ranks. And then I wake up to a text message from my agent, or I open Twitter, or I read an article, and I find out that in the dead of the night, the commissioner of the league that I defended ardently for years decided to join forces with this villain, with this competitor who they painted not only the league, but also the players who defected over to that league as the bad guys, and now we're doing business with them. It is absolutely, I mean, absolutely atrocious. And I feel for Rory McIlroy. I mean, because he was like basically the face of the fight, PGA against LIV Golf. And so, I mean, how do you make this better? I'm guessing piles of money. I mean, I'm assuming LIV Golf, as part of this agreement, is going to have to fork over insanely large sums of money to all these players who probably feel disenfranchised after they had this done to them, after they've been lied to for months and months. Yeah. And years and years.
Yeah, because the other guys aren't going to pay it back. You know, I mean, there may be some sort of way where, you know, to get back on the PGA Tour, but that even may be waived if it's a collaborative effort. I don't know. Are you going to get Dustin Johnson or Brooks Koepka to write any checks back to anybody? The only way to do it would be to pay everybody who actually did stay,
right,
for the PGA Tour. It's a very great point. Did you miss Brooks Koepka this past weekend at the Memorial?
Did I catch any of his play?
No.
You're saying?
No. Did you miss him? Like, did you think that tournament would have been better if Brooks Koepka was there?
Yeah, to be perfectly honest with you, after the major, I didn't watch a lot of the Memorial. Like,
yeah,
you know, I honestly, and so what I caught of it was mostly through social media.
And let me just interject, because the only reason I'm saying it is I'm not asking if, you know, you got around to watching it this weekend. I didn't miss it either. Like Victor Hovland won in a playoff. Like, I wasn't like turning off the screen and being like, gosh, it was Cam Smith and Brooks Koepka were there. I haven't done that once for any tournament.
Well,
and by the way, we've seen those guys play at the PGA Championship and play at the Masters.
And that's the point I was going to make is the fact you're pitch perfect here, because like if you're going to watch, you're going to watch anyways. You know what I mean? Like, it's not necessarily because you're, like, dying. I mean, unless you're only interested in Brooks Koepka or you're only interested in, say, Dustin Johnson or Bryson DeChambeau. Like, you're only turning on golf to watch those specific players. And I assume there are some people like that. To your point, Dan, like, it's not like I'm losing sleep over the fact that I'm not seeing these LIV golfers play in the normal PGA Tour events and they're only appearing in the majors. Because if I'm going to turn on a tour event to watch, I'm watching it regardless of whether or not Brooks Koepka's involved.
Yeah. Yep. And you may see Rory McIlroy's name there, and you may see Brooks Koepka's name, and it may be intrigued. But I just don't think you missed any of those guys. Even Cameron Smith, who is, you know, won the last major of the year last year, then he jumped ship. It didn't give them this enormous boost. And in fact, I would say the PGA Tour was winning. The fact that I think they did not want to go to court, they did not want this stuff to come out, and found a way to make even more money was good for the PGA Tour to sell their soul. And that's where I think we are. You're going to hear a lot of, this is great for the tour, this is great for the players, we get to see all the best players. We get to see all the best players play in the majors. And honestly, that's what golf is.
Yeah.
And so spare me that crap. The PGA Tour completely sold out and did so on the backs of Rory McIlroy, John Rahm, Scottie Scheffler, Matthew Fitzpatrick, Victor Hovland, other players who ended up not jumping ship. The tour did not miss Ian Poulter or Lee Westwood.
No, no.
Did not. And again, it did not miss Brooks Koepka or Phil Mickelson. I think you actually saw the residual effect of Phil Mickelson leaving. Like, it was more of an effect on Phil. Heck, the guy had an amazing final round at the Masters on Sunday, finishes and tied for second, and there wasn't as much hoopla about it if it would have been old Phil. And so I think that's all you needed to see. It's just PGA Tour caved in this situation.
I think that Phil probably did a little bit of reputation damage because he was the first through the wall alongside Greg Norman, but he was long retired by that point or playing senior tour events. I'm not even sure how much golf Greg plays anymore, but you know what I mean? It's usually the first through who's going to take all the bullets and take all the slings and the arrows and make a path for the others. So I don't think Koepka received as much shrapnel, and I don't think DJ saw as much, you know, attention, or Cam Smith for that matter. And talk about making out like a fat rat. I mean, Cam Smith exploded in his early PGA career, saw his first payday with LIV and was like, yes, thank you. Like, I mean, like, and that's the point I wanted to arrive at, which is I honestly, whether it's Phil or Smith or Koepka or Johnson or any of these guys who defected Poulter to the LIV Golf League, I don't admonish any of them for chasing the money. Because to be perfectly honest with you, if I was given the choice to continue trying to earn it on the PGA Tour or be guaranteed money, like DeChambeau, one of these guys, right? Guaranteed money, up front, sign the contract, 4 years, done deal. Here's the money, hundreds of millions of dollars to secure the fortunes of my family for generations and generations, regardless of whether I get hurt. I'm pretty sure I'm signing the dotted line. You know, because, how am I going to be remembered publicly is one thing, but how I'm going to care for my family for generations is another. And I think most people, when they're faced with a situation like that, would do the very same thing. So I never had a problem with anybody chasing the money. I get it. It's alluring. But my problem was with people who were so stuck up in their defense of either the LIV Tour or the PGA Tour. It's like, I you don't have to be quiet necessarily, but like, can we all just call this thing what it is? It's all about money. Like, everybody was taking these principled social stances, and it's just like, okay, none of this wouldn't be happening if it weren't for the money in the first place. So pass me on that. Save all the social justice warrior stuff, because at the end of the day, it's about everybody's bottom line. It's about everybody trying to get their beak wet. And that's the sad state of affairs in business in general. But that's how business goes, because the only reason why golf exists in this country is because it's a booming, gigantic, multi-billion dollar business, and it's only going to grow further now that this merger has been struck.
This is the best of the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome in. It is the Doug Gottlieb Show. As you heard there, hit Rich up on Twitter at Ornberger. You can find me on Twitter at Dan Beyer on Fox as we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Here's what's also just quickly great about this whole PGA Tour LIV merger. And I'm not saying it's great. And if you're just tuning in, totally fine. Rich and I think of similar sentiments of, man, the PGA Tour did a lot of players dirty. And we just did Game Time a little while ago. If you missed it after the show, check out the podcast. Go to foxsportsradio.com. I felt that Phil Mickelson was the player that most won in all of this, because he was right. Rich points out that Rory McIlroy is probably the player that lost the most in all of this, that they're going to have to end up doing something right by Rory because of what he did in standing up for the PGA Tour. All that's being said, Greg Norman seems to be out of the picture entirely. And what is so interesting, you talk about Rory standing up for the PGA Tour, Norman's role was so brash and cocky and out front and flashy. And now in this new merger, there is no role for the shark. So the shark may be going hungry or have to be swimming in lonely waters. She's got the bank account that will console him just fine. But in everything that went down, Greg Norman, yeah, could be that big loser as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I completely agree with you. I don't know if he's going to be able to serve a role because he's really, you know, unfortunately, he's found no way to get along with the PGA. And this is really, in some ways, LIV Golf bending the knee. You know, because let's face it, the PGA has basically monopolized the golf space for years and years and years. And I think LIV Golf thought, potentially, that this would be a more profitable and an easier transition into the world of golf to gather up a couple of big-name pros and put on events and do it with some different rules and some unique, you know, graphics and chevrons and all the things. And it just didn't really take off the way that I firmly believe that they thought it would. And so what's the plan B? Well, you're seeing it. It's go to the PGA and say, hey, listen, we're not going anywhere. So unless you want us to continue to drive wedges in the business that you have and just make it harder for you guys to operate, you're going to need to come to the bargaining table with us. And I bet you along the way, because Greg Norman has been a thorn in the PGA side and Jay Monahan side for so long, I bet you one of the parts of the agreement was, well, you need to get rid of him. Like, if you're going to do business with us, we don't want him to be in the room. And so, yeah, he may be a casualty of all this. We'll see, you know. Not everything.
He'll be fine.
Yeah, I mean, he'll be fine, obviously. Yeah. But not everything has been decided, and we don't know exactly how everything's going to shake out. And we know that this golf season and the LIV Golf season, respectively, they're going to finish out before we see any major changes to the face of golf. But and we'll see if Greg Norman has any role in that upcoming golf season. I'm very curious to see where that storyline goes. Like you are, Dan. I think he may be an odd man out too, though.
Yeah, it is. Kyrie Irving has been odd at times. I think. I think he's been the. I don't know if he's been the odd man out, but there is always drama when it comes to Kyrie Irving, and there was drama yesterday when report service Chris Haynes had it, Sham Sharania did as well. That Kyrie reached out to LeBron James to see if he would be interested in joining him and Luka Doncic on the Dallas Mavericks if Kyrie Irving were to resign in Dallas. And aside from the fact, this is what I find funny about this, because, you know, Kyrie's a different thinker. And I don't want to, you know, a lot of stuff that he says we roll our eyes with. Some of the stuff, you know, maybe we need to pay attention to a little bit more. But, you know, there's some really wacky stuff that Kyrie Irving has done and said. And that's what makes this situation so surprising, Rich, of hearing this story, because when you hear it on the surface, it may sound flashy. But once you just dig a little bit, you just dig an inch into it, you kind of start to say, all right, this probably doesn't have any legs. Dallas doesn't have enough ammunition to try to make a deal that would allow them to acquire LeBron James. You then think, does LeBron James want to play, you know, second fiddle or third fiddle, if you will, in a place like Dallas? That doesn't make any sense. Not that LeBron James could even do that. But it just, I find this interesting because, to me, this is Kyrie Irving trying to curry favor about Kyrie Irving through the public. And then when he doesn't sign with the Dallas Mavericks, which, again, not a foregone conclusion, but it shows that, hey, look, I reached out to try to form a super team here in Dallas. LeBron didn't want it to work. They couldn't make it work. Don't put the heat on me. This story is just such a fulfilling story for Kyrie Irving and Kyrie Irving by himself that I find it amazing. And actually, I feel bad for Luka Doncic and, in a way, LeBron James, that they're being drug into a story that I think has no benefit for those two players whatsoever.
You know, I think this about the trio. I think it almost doesn't make any sense having Kyrie and Luka Doncic on the same court together, because they're both so ball dominant when they're trying to cook. Like Luka Doncic, the amount of time that he spends with the basketball in his hands in the first place is absurd. Like, people used to talk about how many dribbles James Harden would log during the course of the game, and it just dwarfed anybody else on the court with him. Luka is that type of player. And Kyrie Irving is too. When he's in his bag, I mean, he has to create off the dribble, and that's how he gets going. He's not a spot shooter. He's a shot creator. And so the pairing is weird in the first place. Add LeBron James. I mean, yeah, it brings a clutch factor to the Mavericks, where Luka in the past has melted down in certain clutch situations, and Irving has never been the same since he's divorced himself from LeBron. I just don't see how there's enough basketball for the three of them. So it doesn't make sense, but I actually look at it from a different angle. I see just as easily as it could have been Irving's camp to curry good favor for him. It could just be LeBron's camp trying to keep his name relevant. Because if there's one thing that was abundantly clear after the Lakers got swept in four games by the Nuggets is LeBron James didn't want anybody to forget that he's the most important basketball player in the league. So it wasn't even a question asked about his career, but he took the last question that he answered from his exit press conference after the Western Conference Finals and started mulling retirement. And so that was a news week of LeBron James talk. And now we have this relatively low-key finals between the Nuggets and the Heat, where it's not drawing as much attention as some of the other possible pairings in the NBA Finals, and he's certainly not involved in it. So what's another way to steal another news cycle? Well, all of a sudden have your camp float out a trade rumor about LeBron potentially leaving LA, and now everybody's talking about LeBron James again. Shocking. I just feel like LeBron James, if he's anything, he's aware of the moment. And he has a keen awareness that the sport of basketball, it really does fade and it disappears almost when he's not involved or the Warriors aren't involved. Or in the example of, you know, Northeast teams, the Boston Celtics, that would have been a draw if they had made it to the out of the Eastern Conference Finals into the final. And he knows that he could capitalize on this, and he's doing so. So, yeah, as easily as it could have been Irving's camp leaking this story, I could see it being LeBron too.
Interesting that LeBron using the backwards channels of Kyrie Irving to lure the attention.
Yep.
I just think it gives Kyrie an easy way out of being like, all right, this is why I don't want to. I'm not gonna resign with Dallas. I'm not gonna play with Luka. But hey, don't say I didn't try. Yeah. Don't say I didn't put forth the effort. And TV, you know, you mentioned the interest in the finals. TV ratings a little bit lower than a year ago, but nothing crazy from some of the amounts, especially with the two game twos compared to from a year ago. But yeah, there doesn't seem to be a lot of talking points from the NBA Finals. This fills the gap. Heck, there was a story about Victor Wembanyama likely making his Spurs Summer League debut in Sacramento instead of Las Vegas, because that Summer League happens first. Like, that's what we're talking about. Like, the NBA, Adam Silver didn't want to give a Ja Morant suspension announcement during the NBA Finals to take away from the Finals. Yet there are these stories popping out that keep us interested in the NBA, even though we may not be interested in the Heat and Nuggets.
Yeah. Yeah. It's it really is a spectacle that, look, the NBA wins so many headlines outside of the actual gameplay. It's ridiculous. I mean, it really is such a star-driven sport that it reminds me more of, say, professional wrestling than it really does of a sports league. Now, I mean, I'm not saying these games are fake. I know there's a lot of people who are like, oh, the NBA writers are up to it again. We're about to see Lakers-Celtics, or, hey, you know, this is exactly what they wanted. That, you know, and it's always about how, what referee crew got selected for which games and all that stuff. I'm not a conspiracy theorist like that. But it is such a star-driven league that when you think about professional wrestling, it's always about the beef. Right? It's always about the subtext. The matches, many of them are forgettable. In fact, most of them are forgettable. There are some memorable moments, but overall, it's the beef. It's you know this tag team partnership is breaking up, and you know this contender wants a piece of the title. And That's what this feels like to me. It's just it's an ongoing soap opera that is more entertaining off the court than it actually is on the court. It's almost like a show about basketball as opposed to a league about basketball.
It's very, very well done. I was trying to take the PGA Tour live stuff and try to be, you know, like that, make a Succession comparison. Because so many people watch the show of just maybe unlikable characters. Maybe the NBA is a better version of that. He's Rich Ortberger. I'm Dan Beyer. Today's show is brought to you by Chalk. As summer approaches, boost your own game with Chalk, the reigning champion of natural men's health. Max out your testosterone, energy, and focus with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. Visit CHOQ.com today. Use code Doug for 35% off any subscription for life. Hit up Rich on Twitter at Ortberger. Find me on Twitter at Dan Beyer on Fox.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com and within the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Live from the TireRack.com studios. He's Rich Ortberger. Get him on Twitter at Ortberger. Hit me up on Twitter at Dan Beyer on Fox. I'm Dan Beyer, sitting alongside Rich as we are in for Doug today, live from the TireRack.com studios. I would love to talk about the Seahawks announcing when they're going to throw their or wear their throwback uniforms. Going to be a late October game, by the way, against the Cleveland Browns. But instead, when it comes to the NFL, we talk about gambling. And now it's moved to Indianapolis. Isaiah Rodgers, cornerback for the Indianapolis Colts, also returns kicks, being investigated, according to reports, for possible violations of the league's gambling policy. We knew there were a bunch of Lions and now former Lions that were involved earlier this year. Now we have a member of the Indianapolis Colts. When you hear this news, Rich Ortberger, what sticks out to you that we have another NFL player now being put in the clamps of the NFL's gambling policy?
Yeah, it just sort of feels like there are going to be many examples made. And the NFL is really, really hoping that if they can hit close to home with enough players, or I should say close enough to home with enough players before this season gets underway, and any season for that matter, by suspending somebody who's not an absurd star in the NFL. Like, if this were TJ Watt, I love golf. You love golf, but this would be the lead story. If this were Patrick Mahomes, the only thing we were going to be talking about is, oh my goodness, the Kansas City Chiefs, they have a chance to repeat a Super Bowl run. And one of the greatest quarterbacks who've ever played the game of football is potentially going to be suspended because he was betting on games. That's not this. Isaiah Rodgers is a solid player, later round draft pick who's earned his stripes in the NFL. And after the trade of Stephon Gilmore, I would expect to see him on the field, or I should say would have expected to see him on the field a lot more this upcoming season. He's obviously factored in the return game for the Colts. They like him a lot. But this is a guy who the NFL can afford to make an example out of. And I'm guessing it's going to be a harsh punishment, and it's going to have a chilling effect on the rest of the league or any players who are currently thinking about or have in the past bet on games. Now, again, you know, I don't know how effective this strategy is going to be, but I know that's the strategy. I absolutely know that's the strategy. We'll see how effective it's going to be.
This is what is so intriguing to me about this, because TJ Watt doesn't really have a reason to do this. Patrick Mahomes doesn't have a reason to do this. You want to know why? They're handsomely paid. They may have more of the ability to do so because maybe they have more to bet. But I think this, like, what we're seeing, and the bets that Rodgers allegedly made were small in nature, except one that was a low four-figure dollar bet under the account in his name or connected to him. It is these lesser guys that may do it because of the money that they need. And it's also why, Rich, I think the Pete Rose situation is so prevalent, or should be prevalent, throughout the NBA and the NFL, because that situation is one that resonates throughout the leagues. That's probably a better word. That should resonate, but for some reason isn't. We've already had a player bet on games. Granted, he wasn't playing in them, and then be reinstated by the league, and is now looked at as a key part of that organization's push to make a playoff run. And that's Calvin Ridley.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, so we have Ridley, who's already paid his sentence, and the NFL is, you know, suspending some former Lions. You know, Jameson Williams didn't take part in the policy. But you know what happened with Major League Baseball, and whether there was an agreement with Bart Giamatti and Pete Rose that didn't go through because Giamatti died, whether that's the case or not, Pete Rose isn't back in baseball. And there are no gambling scandals right now in Major League Baseball. There are in college baseball. There apparently are issues in the NFL, but you want to talk about laying down the law. Like, the NFL, like, yeah, you know, Isaiah Rodgers, you know, it could be his career. Could be his career, but I don't think it's enough to deter anyone. And then, like, I just go back to the Pete Rose thing, and as we're saying it, like, and you mentioned the name T.J. Watt, and I just thought, well, T.J. Watt could probably, you know, navigate. He doesn't need to. It's guys like Carlos Rogers who are the final year of their contract that may be like, you know what, I may need an extra 50 grand. That's what I think the NFL is going to have to deal with.
Yeah.
And the NFL letting guys back in as quickly as they have, I don't know if that's much of a deterrent. You know, if Carlos Rogers gets busted and has to sit out a year, he comes back, you know, maybe he'll get tryouts. Maybe there won't be as many tryouts, but I don't think it's as much of a deterrent right now for the NFL for guys to bet, even if it's just $25 to $50. Pete Rose lost his entire, you know, he lost everything. I'll tell you what, nobody's betting in baseball right now. So I find it interesting to see this sort of scenario with the NFL where now we've got another person. Now they're going to maybe miss a season. I think the NFL, when they hand out these punishments, need to be much more stricter in doing so.
Well, you know, what's interesting is I have an opposing view, but I think I think we're going to arrive at the same place.
Okay.
The reason why you don't see as much sports betting in these other leagues isn't necessarily because they wave a bigger stick in terms of punishment. It's because they earn a greater carrot across the board. I mean, baseball players are handsomely paid and their contracts are guaranteed. Same in the NBA. You know, the problem with the NFL, even though it's the biggest sport in this country, is the majority, the lion's share of contracts are not guaranteed. So the next paycheck, it's based off of how well you play. Now, there are, say, a top 10% in the NFL who are paid handsomely, and they can pretty much consider their contracts guaranteed. They're not going anywhere. But then the 10% beneath them and the 10% beneath them. And then once we get closer to that big, you know, bell curve in the middle of the NFL where it's truly is the not for long league, where you have this earning potential for a very short window, and also you're handsomely awarded in certain cases with a large sum of money, whether it's hundreds of thousands of dollars or even millions. You know, in the case of Isaiah Rodgers, he was finishing out or would presume to be finishing out the fourth year on a four-year draft contract that would net him somewhere north of $3 million, which is a great payday. But comparatively to baseball players in the same position, comparatively to NBA players, you know, I mean, there are certain like 3-and-D, you know, six men or, you know, seventh guy off the bench or eighth guy off the bench who are making, I mean, shocking amounts of money in the NBA. Just ridiculous, tens of millions of dollars in the NBA, and it's all guaranteed. Whereas, you know, Isaiah Rodgers, who's been a role player, started, I don't know, maybe two handfuls worth of games last year, nine games or so, something like that, has been playing in the special teams game, has been a contributor to this Colts team for years now. I mean, he's not seeing that kind of money yet. So I think, yes, a deterrent may be needed, but also I think the NFL, the greed that exists amongst this ownership group, where they are not sharing enough of the pie with the lesser than players. I mean, I think they're starting to consider this. I know that they're raising the minimum wage for the bottom of the roster players, you know, the minimum salary players during the course of this CBA. I think they should do that again in the next CBA that they strike with the players union, because I think that'll be more of a deterrent than, you know, suspending guys for seasons or banning them for life. I think a big reason why other sports leagues don't have as or haven't had as big of a problem with this is because they're paid better.
Here's my question to you, and I think I know the answer. I think this is scary for the NFL because there are more opportunities for guys to have their play and outcomes. Like, do you feel the same? Like, I look at it like if you're, I don't know, let's just say you're a right fielder for the Reds. We're talking Cincinnati and
sure
whatnot. You know, you may not have a ball hit to you where you purposely miss the cutoff guy, or you mishandle the line drive down the corner and the guy ends up, you know, on third base instead of second. Someone like Isaiah Rodgers may not make out the call that the guy he's blocking on special teams is coming in to block a punt, or as a cornerback, you know, may allow that separation. Like, I feel like NFL players have more of an impact in fixing the outcome of a game than, say, baseball or even NBA players, for that matter. Do you feel that is in play when it comes to the NFL?
I mean, possibly. I think really, maybe not, though, right? Because, I mean, just think about how often a play is going to come toward a corner where that corner can truly impact the final score of a game. Was it going to be maybe three times that? I mean, truly the play that he's going to tank is going to benefit the opponent to the point where he could end up having an effect on the end of the game. I mean, if you were going to make the argument for like an official, like a NFL official, somebody who's calling fouls and penalties, then yeah, I could see it because they can potentially insert themselves on every single play, or even a quarterback. Quarterback would be a huge problem. maybe a number one wide receiver. But again, we're getting into the stratosphere of players who are going to be paid handsomely anyway, so you'll never see it. I don't think that's the issue. I honestly think it's more of this. Like, if you're a farmer, but you're an independent farmer, right? And you're just looking after, say, 10 chickens in one coop. It's easier for you to keep your eye on 10 chickens than it is for a farmer who's got 1,000 chickens. You know, I mean, one of those chickens is going to get got by a coyote. You know, one of those chickens is going to be had by a clever fox who just found a loose floorboard or something like that. Like, I just feel like the problem for the NFL is, as opposed to MLB and the NBA, is you have literally thousands of players to worry about as opposed to hundreds. You know, so you have all of these different faces. Say over the course of two seasons or even three seasons, you may have something like 3,000 football players filter through the NFL that you need to educate, and they need to learn, and they need to catch up on all the policies. And so I think we're going to see these suspensions almost annual to keep it fresh in players' minds. Like, you cannot bet on sports in this league. We'll catch you. We'll punish you. We're going to make life hard for you. And it's the best they can come up with right now, because they don't want to pay the players any more than they're currently paying them, if they can help it.
As summer approaches, boost your own game with Chalk, the reigning champion of natural men's health. Max out your testosterone, energy, and focus with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. Visit CHOQ.com today. Use code DUG for 35% off any subscription for life.
There's two kinds of people in the world: people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.